It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Joining us on the phone this morning is Alyssa Studi, and she and two other friends are planning to circumnavigate Lake Superior. Oh, people say, I do that all the time. Yeah, on foot? I don't think so. Along the way, they're planning to collect water samples to aid in microplastics research. Alyssa joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, Alyssa, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So talk a little bit about some of this research and the water samples that you'll be collecting. Now, which came first, the idea of collecting these samples or the idea of going around the lake?
Actually, the idea of running around the lake came first, probably about a year and a half ago. We kind of started brainstorming what this could look like. And then since that point, as we've been filling in details in the planning process, we decided that collecting water samples to aid in this research was something really important that we wanted to add to this run that we were doing around the lake.
So, people circumnavigate the lake. They do it by kayak, they drive, they bicycle. What kind of goofballs say, oh, we'll just walk?
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that because we've been around the lake before. I actually did a bicycle tour around the lake a few years ago. But when we started talking about this, we decided that running around the lake was really the way that we wanted to go. And we know that it's going to be a challenge in a lot of ways, but I think we're really ready for that. And a big part of it, too, is just wanting to spend, you know, every single step alongside its shores, because the lake is something that has come to mean so much to us. And as we move around it, we're just we're hoping that we can just give back in some way. And we think that the best way that we want to go about doing that is to really just be as close to the shores as possible and take as much time with it every morning, waking up, falling asleep, and meeting the people that live all the way around it.
Okay, so it's worse than I thought. You're not just walking around the lake; you're running around the lake. Was the idea that just a hike was going to take longer than probably you had?
No, I think it was more just the desire and passion to create this project around running around the lake. It is, as we did the math, if we do 20 miles a day, 5 days a week, it'll take us about 85 days to run around the lake. So that's pretty much all summer. And so it worked out really great. And you know, as we've gone through this planning process, there's so many things that we can figure out, like how we're carrying our gear, what we're eating, where we're spending each night. And there are still a lot of unknowns that we're just going to have to figure out as we come across them. But I think that's all part of the experience and something that we're excited about, too.
Now, I can imagine a number of people in my life that I would enjoy doing a research project with, or that I could even probably spend a weekend with doing some kind of a project or a thing. But you need to find people with whom you can run, and they're not going to be way ahead of you, way behind you, and do a research project and spend every minute of 85 days together. How did you find these people?
We actually met during our undergraduate time at Northwind College and have been really, really close friends ever since. And honestly, I can't think of other people that I would rather do a trip like this with. And we have been thinking about the fact that we'll be spending, you know, almost every waking minute together for the next 85 days. We've worked together in the past, and I think it's going to go really well. And I know that there's going to be some challenges, because there always is with group dynamics and working really closely with people for a long time. But I think with Andy and Evan, it's going to work out really well. And I think even just this planning process has shown us a lot about what it will be like working together and how we're going to overcome challenges and communicate with each other.
When do you leave? When do you leave, and from where?
We are leaving on May 20th from Ashland, Wisconsin. Ashland is kind of home base, so we're going to start there, begin circumnavigating, going clockwise around the lake. So we'll run through Minnesota, Canada, and then finish off with Michigan and Wisconsin, and then end back in Ashland.
Wow. Well, Alyssa, if you are so inclined, please feel free to give us a jingle from the road once in a while. You might want to wait until you're not actually running to do that. But we'll be keeping track of you and following your progress. What a great project. And thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Alyssa Studi joined us. She is one of three Northland College, former Northland College students that are launching a project May 20th called For the Love of the Lake. They're going to be gathering some water samples and doing a little bit of research as they go, but mainly they're running around the lake. They're literally running around the lake. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.